From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The White House Thursday broached the possibility that President Donald Trump would veto new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea, prompting sharp criticism from U.S. lawmakers of both political parties. Democratic Maryland Senator Ben Cardin.
This gives the president a stronger hand dealing with Mr. Putin. If he vetoes it, it means he doesn't want a stronger hand in dealing with Mr. Putin.
The House of Representatives approved the sanctions bill Tuesday by a vote of 419-3. A similarly lopsided vote is expected in the Senate. The bill seeks to impose an economic cost on Moscow, Tehran, and Pyongyang for an array of activities to which Washington objects and gives Congress the power to block any presidential move to suspend the punitive measures. Clashes erupted at a sacred shrine in Jerusalem as thousands of Muslims rushed to pray at the site for the first time in nearly 2 weeks following Israel's removal of security devices installed there after a deadly attack.
I greet the youth of Jerusalem and make...
Israel police fired tear gas and rubber bullets as Palestinians threw stones in walled compound that is the holy site to both Muslims and Jews. It's unclear what started the altercation. The Palestinian Red Crescent said 37 Palestinians were wounded, including some by rubber bullets and beatings. It said several people suffered broken bones. Marine General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the military's Joint Chief of Staff, told the military on Thursday that there had been no change yet in Pentagon policy of transgendered personnel after President Donald Trump's announcement of his plans to ban them appeared to catch officials off by surprise. Dunford then made the assurance that U.S. would treat all personnel with respect. This is VOA News.